Mini episode 1893 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello and welcome to mini episode 1893 of the FDH Lounge. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our 2025 Sports Year in Review. Here's our top five developments in the world of sports in 2025. Number five. For MLB, it's the best of times and the worst of times. Ratings are up, including two straight years, including two straight World Series with viewership spikes. On the downside, opting out from ESPN's existing deal did not lead to more national TV revenue overall from Disney, Netflix, and NBC/Peacock cumulatively. And the gambling scandal with prop bets is a breach of the very credibility that the sport had previously been afraid of losing. Oh, and a lockout looms after the 2026 season, as 30-plus years of unresolved labor strife may finally come to a head. There are beneficial and non-beneficial trends materializing right now, but the latter may be blotting out the former by this time next year. Number four, the explosion of NFL MVP candidates. Prior to 2006, running backs and quarterbacks were more or less interchangeable in terms of MVP awards won, but since then, Adrian Peterson in 2012 was the only halfback to win the award. In 2025, the list of plausible passers is noteworthy. Drake May, Jordan Love, Matthew Stafford, Josh Allen, Caleb Williams, and Dak Prescott, among others. That said, nobody at any position is having a better year than Jonathan Taylor, and CMC is helping to keep Frisco afloat. But from there, players from non-traditional MVP positions are also at the forefront. JSN, Puka Nacua, and even Myles Garrett. In a year of real parity among the top teams, the base of difference makers is wider than usual. Number three, the continued migration of sports to streaming platforms continues to accelerate. The new Amazon Prime deal for the NBA includes exclusive cup games and playoff contests. This comes on the heels of the first season of exclusive NASCAR races on Prime. The return of the NBA to NBC includes exclusive Peacock games. Netflix just acquired, among other things in their new MLB deal, the season opener and the Home Run Derby. This comes on the heels of them acquiring the sports-adjacent Monday Night Raw property. American F1 rights were just snapped up by Apple TV. However, there is one countervailing everything old is new again development in terms of NBC putting Peacock games on cable on a revived NBC Sports Network, but this is very much an exception to the rule with the general direction of things. Number two, many NCAA football blue blood coaching jobs came open, in part because they have been usurped by traditional non-powers. Penn State, LSU, Florida, and Auburn fired their coaches after being left in the dust by the likes of Mississippi, Indiana, Vanderbilt, Texas Tech, Georgia Tech, and Virginia, among others. In one of the most explosive coaching moves since the last several times that Lane Kiffin burned a bridge on his way out the door, Kiffin moved from Ole Miss to LSU with the Rebels preparing for a playoff run, and the crown prince of toxic smarm hilariously insisting that he wanted one foot in both worlds for the next several weeks. But overall, in the NIL and transfer portal era, are we entering an era in which traditional powers will supplant some of the big boys? Time will tell. Number one, the NBA had one of the weirdest years of any major sports league ever. The phenomenon of the Luka trade itself almost stands alone as a huge moment. From there, Denver and Memphis blew out their coaches on the eve of the playoffs. Tatum, Lillard, and Halliburton suffered catastrophic injuries in the playoffs. Kawhi allegedly gets a no-show job from the Clippers. Please hold your injury jokes. OKC begins to form what might be the league's next dynasty with an uncommonly young core. And a large federally prosecuted gambling scandal stained the game. In the words of noted NBA fan V.I. Lennon, there are decades in which nothing happens, and there are weeks where decades happen. Well, the NBA packed about a decade into this past year, not even counting their transition away from TNT to Amazon Prime, NBC, and Peacock, and the addition of a strong rookie class headlined by Cooper Flagg shockingly ending up in Dallas. Will 2026 remain a year of such frenetic developments, or will the NBA's landscape return to being a bit more measured? It'll be fascinating to see which way that one goes. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.